This is The Mudroom, uncommon sense parenting classes with your parenting coach, Alana Robinson. Weekly nuggets of developmentally appropriate parenting wisdom to help you parent your toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergartners more effectively with less effort. The Mudroom is recorded live on Facebook every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Now, here's Alana.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Mudroom, our weekly uncommon sense parenting class. How is everyone today? Happy October. October is my favorite month of the year, hands down. Here in Canada, we have Thanksgiving next weekend. Usually we spend that with our families, but my parents are traveling and my husband is going on a trip with his dad. So we're going to be doing Friendsgiving with one of my friends from high school this year. And after Thanksgiving is Halloween. My kids apparently want to be Squirtle and a fried egg. Apparently. I'm not sure where he got that one. We're going to see if that changes. The weather is just like perfect. It's not too hot, but it's not full on winter yet, even though it tends to be kind of rainy. It's just the best. I sincerely hope that you're as happy for October to be here as I am. All right. So today we're talking about whining. This has been coming up a lot since school started back in particular. I've been getting DMs about it on Instagram. It's come up multiple times in the posse. I hosted an email AMA at the end of September, and it came up in multiple responses there. And of course, we've been working through it in Parentability. So let's talk about it. Before we get into it, however, allow me to introduce myself for those of you who are new around here. If we haven't met yet, hey, my name is Alana Robinson, and I'm a parenting coach for parents of toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergartners. I'm your host here on The Mudroom. I'm also the host of the Parenting Posse Facebook group, and I'm the creator of the Parentability program, where I help you raise well-behaved kids who listen. If you haven't yet, I'd love it if you'd like and subscribe so that you never miss another class. Okay, so whining. I know for many parents, this is like nails on a chalkboard. For me, it's the mom style whining that really frustrates me. But there is never really a good time for whining, is there? Right now, it seems like a lot of parents are experiencing whining either first thing in the morning while they're trying to get their kids out the door, or in the evenings when you get home in particular. One mom who emailed me during my email AMA in September said, if I hear, she won't let me have a turn one more fucking time, I am a little worried that I'm going to give in to the impulse to toss them out the window. Like, it's a very visceral reaction. So why do kids do this, and how can we address it? If you're a longtime Mudroom listener, I'm almost positive that you already know the answer to this. Kids whine because they're dysregulated. I know. I heard the chorus of fucks ring out across the globe at that. Honestly, y'all, 90% of behavior comes back to some form of dysregulation. What's happening here is that there is a demand on your child, whether that's a demand that you put on them directly, like asking them to follow a direction, or an implied demand through an established expectation, like that they share their toys or that they walk to school. There's something that they have to use energy to do, and they don't have enough of it to do it. They're running on fumes. Now, the reason they're running on fumes could be multiple things, but generally it's at least partially because they need to use an executive skill to meet that demand that is on the weaker side. And when a skill is weak, it requires a lot of energy to use. Again, if you're a longtime listener, you already know all of this. But that means that there's three ways to reduce whining proactively before it happens. We can either regulate our child proactively, more frequently, we can reduce the demand, or we can build up their executive skills so that they take less energy to use. Regulating your child proactively more frequently is where we start in Parentability. We start by establishing what I call a regulation cycle for a child. To do this, we first have to figure out what a child finds regulating. We do this through a lot of observation and trial and error. Then we have to evaluate which of those things work really well at regulating our kids and which ones work, but not so well so that we can offer the ones that work really well most often and save the ones that kind of work for those instances where the really good ones aren't available. It's an unfortunate truth that for most kids, the things that work best to regulate them are somewhat disruptive, or they require supplies that aren't particularly portable. And the ones that work less well, they still work, just not as well. And they tend to be more portable and discreet. So both have their place. We just need to be aware of which is which. And this allows us to work regulation breaks into our child's day proactively so that they're never running out of energy. They're never getting to that point where they're running on fumes and can't use their skills. Reducing the demand means that we expect less from them. So for instance, if your children are constantly at loggerheads over a specific toy that you own and turn taking is constantly resulting in whining, you might reduce the demand by getting a second one so they each have one to play with, right? You've reduced the demand that they take turns. Or if your child is whining because they can't get dressed in the morning, you might reduce the demand by dressing them except for one piece of clothing, or by taking turns with them. You put their socks on, they put on their undies, then you put their pants on, then they finish by putting their shirt on. We're taking on some of the stress of the situation to reduce their stress. We're compensating for their lack of energy in this situation. In parentability, we call these bridging strategies because they're the bridge between point A and point B. They compensate for the lack of skill or energy, but they aren't going to solve the problem long term. Okay, that's important. My personal favorite is when kids go, "I can't put my shoes on." So you might find their shoes and set them up for them, or get them to sit and put their shoes on their feet for them, and then ask them to finish it off by closing the Velcro themselves. The important thing with reducing the demand is that it's a reduction, not an elimination. Notice how in each of these examples, I have the child finish off the task on their own. They do that last step by themselves. That's so that they finish feeling accomplished. When children feel accomplished at a task, the next time they perform the task, they're much less likely to become overly stressed by it. A lot of the parenting hacks you see on social media are actually bridging strategies, or a lot of them are punishments. Know which is which. And finally, we have building up those skills. This is where we practice our child's weak skills with them daily. The important thing when building skills is that you practice every single day, but for a short period of time, no more than 10 minutes. I have a whole Mudroom episode that I did at least a year ago on why we say a max of 10 minutes, but the short version is that if you're asking a child to practice something that they currently suck at, it's going to take a whole lot of energy. And when they've used all their energy, they disengage. Usually you can tell this is happening because they start to get what I call the glazed donut look in their eyes. They go all unfocused and they just kind of start going through the motions. The lights are on, but nobody's home. Practicing skills can be stressful in and of itself, so I generally recommend to parents that they do a regulation activity before and after they practice, because otherwise their child won't get the benefit of that practice. The other important thing is to have fun with it. This shouldn't be drill, okay? This should be engaging and involve their active participation in a game, an interaction, or an activity. Children learn through play. And the neat thing about building skills is once they get exposure to how to use a skill through more structured play with you, you'll notice that they start incorporating it into their free play and practicing it without your involvement. How's that for a parenting hack? Work your way out of a job. But what about when whining happens anyways? Like, there's no way to completely eliminate whining 100%. I still whine and I'm a grown-ass adult. My husband whines, and yes, my kids still whine at 6 and 8, okay? Get the notion that your children will always be perfectly composed little people out of your brain, because that's fantasy and it doesn't exist. Kids have bad days. Kids have days when they are low on energy because they're tired or sick or overwhelmed. Kids are human beings. They're not robots. And they are learning to exist and navigate this world. So for every bad day that you have, give them at least three. It's gonna happen. So what can we do when it does? First, empathize with them. Try to see it from their perspective. You really wish that I would put your shoes on for you. You really wish that he would let you have the toy right away. You really wish that you didn't have to wear a sweater today. Second, choose whether you're going to reduce the demand or regulate them. You can't build skills in the moment. That has to be done proactively. And regulation is best done proactively too, but it can be done in the moment if it needs to be. If you're going to reduce the demand, great. Offer to help them and define the last step that they need to take. Here, how about I help you? I'll put your shoe on for you. Do it while you're saying this. Don't wait for them to agree with you. They're dysregulated. They have no reason. I'm going to put your shoe on for you, and then you do up the Velcro. There we go. All done. High fives all around, right? If you're going to regulate them, hey, how about we take a break and come back to this in a bit? Let's go swing on the swing in the backyard for a few minutes, and then we can try again. Hit the metaphorical pause button and take them to do something regulating for 10 to 20 minutes. In general, it takes approximately 20 minutes for the nervous system to regulate. And then obviously when you're done, come back to it. You may still need to reduce the demand somewhat after regulating them, but chances are they'll be able to do far more than if you just reduce the demand. Now, if you're struggling to figure out what your child finds regulating, you're not alone. This is the most frequent feedback I get from parents. I get it. I need to regulate my kid before I discipline them. But how exactly do I do that? And previously, this is something I only taught in Parentability. But in September, I released the Regulation Cycle Workshop. The Regulation Cycle Workshop takes you step by step through how to figure out what your child finds regulating. What they find really regulating, what they find kind of regulating, and what is not regulating at all. And how to build out that regulation cycle so that you can proactively regulate your child without it taking over your entire frickin' life. So that you have those activities that you know will regulate your child and how much. And within that workshop, you get a 30-minute Q&A with me where I can answer all of your questions about implementing this with your child, because no two kids are alike. Plus, you get the recording from the Q&A call that I did with those who bought the workshop during the pre-sale. And if after taking the workshop, you decide that you want to continue with us in Parentability to get ongoing personalized support and work on building up your child's executive skills, you can apply the full cost of the workshop to your first month in Parentability. So I hope, whether you join us in the Regulation Cycle Workshop or not, that this helps you wrap your head around whining and come up with a plan to address it in a constructive way next time it happens. As always, if you want to talk about it with other parents who are working through the same issue, I invite you to come and join us in the Parenting Posse to talk it through. Have a great day, everybody. I will see you next week for another Uncommon Sense Parenting class. Bye.
You've been listening to The Mudroom on Common Sense Parenting Classes with Alana Robinson. If you like what you just heard, remember to join us live every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Facebook. And don't forget to rate, subscribe, share, and connect with us in the Parenting Posse Facebook group. This has been an Alana Robinson Family Services production.